Welcome to another episode of All Work No Play, the podcast. Word to the wise, this is an on-camera filmed show now, so there might be a couple jokes you won't get without the visuals. If you want to watch the show live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, tune in and subscribe to twitch.com/criticalrole, or check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/criticalrole. Until then, enjoy this here podcast.
Coming up on All Work No Play.
I hate you, Brian Foster! You and your fucking puns!
That and more on
All Work, No Play.
Hi.
We started the show?
Evidently. My name is Liam O'Brien.
Sam Riegel.
And this is
All Work, No Play?
That's what we do every time, right?
I don't know how we start the show.
I'm pretty sure that we haven't done it like that before.
This will definitely get cut. But welcome to our channel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mysteries abound here on the Critical Role channel.
Yeah. Who knows what came before us and what will follow us. But man, this is exciting.
Wait, hold on.
We have a show.
Pause that thought.
That looks like a lovely liqueur of some sort.
This was mixed, and when I say mixed, I mean actually just poured in a glass by our awesome producer, Natasha.
Yeah, thank you for the drinks, Natasha.
This is strong.
But no, we're ready to do a show.
Yeah.
We've got our drinks. We've got each other.
What more
we've
do
got
we really need?
Some gold doubloons.
Right, some
on
gems.
On the table
we've
for
got
some.
The Tiles and Jaffe pyramid.
I've heard this theory.
Yeah.
That he's a pyramid.
I think that he's more of a parallelogram, but most people have laughed at my theory.
That's preposterous. Mm. If anything, he's trapezoidal. But pyramid actually holds some weight.
This is off to a good start.
We're doing great, Liam.
Yeah, how was your day so far today, dear?
My day was great. Yeah. I did a little work this morning. Mm-hmm. I know the show airs at night. I don't know that, actually.
I think it'll be Sunday mornings at 8 a.m.
Sure, sure. But
on public access.
When we record the show, it's the afternoon now. I've worked on two different shows.
Yeah.
One of which involved British accents. Mm-hmm. So I had to listen to British people ask me if I preferred them saying little or little.
Little.
And I had to explain to them that I don't know the difference.
So you have no knowledge to give them. Well, they were actually from England.
Yeah.
It's called England, right?
Yes. Right. Yes.
They just wanted to know what kind of British.
Yeah, like how highfalutin is their accent.
And right.
It's embarrassing, but we don't really know.
Yeah, how do you feel about having like no knowledge set yet the authentic person is coming to you for advice?
Yeah, it's you got to fake it till you make it, right?
So again and again until we're dead.
Yeah, but like I feel like in England there's probably what 19 or 20 different accents. There's a broad spectrum.
That's a low end of the
guess but
there.
For me as a professional voiceover actor, there's two.
Yeah, it's posh.
There's hello, I met the Queen today.
Right, and please, sir, can I have some more?
Right then, let's go and get some hooligans.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
There they go. There go our three English audience members. We had them. We lost them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, we'll be in England soon, by the way. How was your day? Did you, when I got to the studio, you were asleep on the couch.
That's true. That's true. You know, we play a little dice game here on Thursday nights, and often Friday is like getting thrown by an Etten into a stone wall by my ankle. And I've just sort of habitualized it. Mm-hmm. Just like when I had kids, I had to, and Travis and Laura are experiencing this now, Laura Bailey?
Laura Mother Bailey.
Gorgeous. Both of them are struggling with and becoming accustomed to this new sleep schedule you have, and your biochemistry changes, and you turn into like a crypt creature instead of a human being. Mm-hmm. We have this text thread amongst our friends. The gang here at the company, and it used to be that at 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning,
you would,
5 in the morning,
you would post something on the text thread.
Oh, look what somebody put online overnight.
I would respond.
It would just be you and me for 2 hours.
Three hours would go by, and then someone else would wake up and say, oh, that was a cool cool post.
That's
from
right.
3 hours
Every
ago.
Every once in a while, Ashley Johnson would check her phone, which like happens twice per year.
I assume we're muted. On her phone, right?
Yeah, I think she's actually going to answer her mother or something and accidentally hits our thread and sees it. So she'll pipe in once in a while. Mm-hmm. A couple of days ago, It's like 5:01 in the morning. I'm hitting the automatic brew coffee that I've set up the night before. Mm-hmm. And Travis Willingham texts me at like 5:01 in the morning talking about dogs and babies.
I'm
like,
oh, it's great.
I love you, man. You're right down here in the mud with us. Yeah. Wow, just get into and wallow.
The early shift.
Yeah.
Ah, I love it.
How did we get on this topic?
I don't know. But, you know, the thing is, having a child, as you know, it can introduce a lot of stress into the environment.
Do tell, because we are a baby rearing advice show. That's yes, our focus.
That's our demographic.
Yeah.
Young parents looking for swaddling tips.
No, but really, how did we get on this topic?
I don't know.
Seriously,
we'll
forgotten.
We'll play it back later. Natasha can tell us. But we were talking earlier about stress, also you and me, just in general.
Oh, right.
And about how we deal with stress and how...
We were talking about our days, but I don't want to talk about our days. Let's talk about stress.
Okay.
Because what the thought that I had in my mind is, like, when we created this Titanic show back in 1907.
All Work, No Play.
All Work, No Play. We talked about how we had no time, right? We had no time to do anything, and we were forcing ourselves... To make time to have some fun and talk about it and spend more time together. Like, I could not have imagined this moment years later where the time that I thought was so small was actually ample. Mm-hmm. And now it's gone even smaller. Like, when you look at, what's the word? Like, images of a fractal pattern.
Sure. Yes.
And it's recursive, right? You just keep, like, zooming in and on the side of that fractal. It's just, it
more
gets
fractals.
Deeper and deeper in an inception moment. Mm-hmm. And you and I are... even busier than we were when we invented the podcast that led to this dumb show.
Yes.
That only 200 people are watching.
For sure. Probably less now.
High numbers compared to the 12 that watched from Malaysia in the early days.
But yeah.
We're, I mean, it's all enjoyable. Most of the time it's pretending to be, you know, a half elf or now doing some dumb shit, which we'll get into in a minute.
I know. I feel your pain. It's almost gotten to the point where, like, I don't have time to really be stressed or think about how little time we have, because there's no time to do that. So, mm-hmm. like, so what? How do you? What do you do when you're not doing this show with me? Like, this show is a way for us to sort of just loosen up, kick back.
Mm-hmm.
Have a conversation, do a fun thing.
Right.
But there, you have to have other coping mechanisms, right? You must do other things.
Yeah, I have a short list of things that I do that don't really work, but I do them anyway.
All right.
The number one thing that I do to combat stress is run. The running, which I never really used to do in my youth. I didn't run when I was a teenager or in my 20s. And I'm in my like early 30s now. So the running came out of... I think, you know, there was a point where I had a little kind of a hinky ear. I still do, but like I didn't know what was going on and I was really stressed.
It made sounds, right?
It did two things. How can I make this funny? a doctor's...
Liam's medical conditions.
You know, after like a year and a half of losing my mind, thinking that I was dying or going deaf and figuring it all out, a doctor eventually said, oh, you have hyperacusis, which is a newfound sensitivity to sound.
Oh. You can run it away?
Well, I was a little bit losing my mind, especially when this thing that like it's now habitualized or gotten less. I can't tell if I'm used to it or it's gone. I think I'm just used to it. Which is typical, I think, with ear stuff. But I was so wigged out that I was like, this is it. I'm going to ascend and just jump over to another dimension and be dead. And mm-hmm. I think in an effort to convince myself that I was not dying, I was like, well, let's see if I can run a mile. Let's see if I can run 2 miles. And that eventually turned into 13 and a half miles, which is a half marathon.
Yes, it is. Do you run that on the reg?
No.
How many times have you run?
And I'm really
miles?
Out of practice lately.
Okay.
But for up until like a year ago, and I think it's because of how busy we are, like I literally don't have time to run. For me to run 13 and a half miles is like 2 hours and 20 minutes. I don't have 2 hours and 20
but
minutes.
But that's amazing that you can even do that. I tried a couple of years ago to run long distances and I couldn't. My legs just gave out. I couldn't do it.
I typically run, like right now I go to like 5 or 6.
That's a comfortable run for
that's
you?
That's my minimum.
And when you're going, are you listening to Eminem? Are you listening to, what are you listening to? What's
like,
your...
You know, like Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast.
But the Broadway show versions.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
No, it's different every time. I listen to angry music, I think, when I do it. I listen to all kinds of music. I don't know. Whatever I'm in the mood for.
But not audiobooks or podcasts.
I've done that. I listened to a book about the battle between... I'm sorry, author of this book that I really enjoyed, but the battle between Nintendo and Sega.
Okay.
That was fascinating.
Oh, nice.
I listened to The Martian that way.
The Martian's a good audiobook.
And that's it. That's it. Everything else has been music.
Okay. Okay.
What do you... I mean, I have other things, but I'm curious to hear what you do.
To relieve my... Oh, God, this bug.
I don't hang around in this studio with insects for my stress.
To relieve stress? Well, yeah. As you know, I'm a rare unicorn. I don't really have stress. Oh,
my this God. Motherfucker this bird. Is going to bird. Define this episode of our show.
I know.
I'm going to give him a name. I'm going to give him a name.
It's...
Did I get him?
No, not even close.
His name is Chibo.
Okay.
Chibo.
We have one of those paddles. We should bring it out.
Fuck that guy. Do we have that electric paddle? I didn't know what that was. Did we have this electric...
It looks like a badminton racket.
Yeah, it looks like a badminton. It looks like a kid's toy racket, mm-hmm. but apparently it has electricity running through it. Max, who works here, brought it out on one of our shows, and just he just lightly tapped... Yeah, tapped a fly and it died.
It's a killing machine.
It's a killing machine. I wonder what it would be like to touch that to like your tongue.
Let's find out.
That's our next episode of All Work No Play.
Just tasing each other?
Yeah. That could be an episode for
that
sure.
That actually could be an episode.
Yes, it could.
I'm going to write it down in the book.
Let's discuss it later.
Tase.
Okay.
Thank you. Is this turned on?
Is it? But so do you... What
it's
happens,
called the executioner.
What happens if that touch? If you touch that to your skin? Do we know?
What? Right. What? How do you? Do you have to hold the button while you swat?
This is quality content. You hold that button and touch it to a bug. I'm not a bug.
All right. We'll wait till it comes back. All right. I'm gonna have it right here.
Okay. So like, this show is the full game, like Red Dead Redemption, and that is like the fishing mini game within the game.
Yes.
So when the bug comes, you try to get it.
Okay. Okay.
All right. What do you do for stress besides killing bugs?
Well, as you know, I don't really feel stress on a normal human level.
Yeah.
I can just smile through it.
Right, right. That's not a mask in any way, shape, or form.
I was trying to think about like what do I do? What do I do? How do I relax? And I came up with three things.
Okay.
One is I drink very high priced wine.
Right. That's,
sure.
That's a great thing for stress. I have learned.
Yeah. Two. I throw out toys.
What?
It makes me sound like a monster, but I really revel in, I don't know if like me, your house is just littered with toys, right? Just lots of toys.
I'm a little further down the road than you. So we did go through that phase of like shedding skin like a snake. Like there's all this stuff that you guys don't play with. And I know, oh no, don't take it away. But you never play with it.
Yeah.
But it's gone.
Yes.
It's
that's gone. What I love to do. I love
but
to go through my
toys.
I love to go through my kids' toys and I'll pick something up. And if I can't find the controller for it, right. I love it. I just get to throw it away.
Now, when you do that.
It's in the dead of night when my children are asleep.
When you do... Oh, okay, because that was my question.
I don't
question.
Want them to
know. I was
going to
ask you, does Terminator and Name TBD...
the poll is still being calculated.
Right, stand, at least at the moment that we're recording this episode, do you make them stand like holding books up or buckets of pails of water while they throw out...
No.
You throw out their favorite toys?
I do it at night when they're asleep. And a couple times... I've taken, like, I'll put them all in a trash bag and I'll take them outside to, like, be put in the trash later or whatever.
Okay.
Or sorted through and recycled and given away.
It's dangerous. What if they wander outside?
They wander outside every once in a while and they'll be like, what's this bag, Dad?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've betrayed them. I have betrayed them. It's not just feeling. I've definitely betrayed their trust and they catch me on it. And I'm like, oh, I mean, that was just some stuff that I was thinking about moving because some of those are outside toys. So we're moving them outside.
Right.
But now they're getting smart enough where they're like, this is a trash bag. We know what you're up to,
yeah,
old man.
Yeah, this is a separate issue almost where and I can relate to that except for like I don't see how that's stress relieving. It just seems like a necessity.
I just love getting rid of clutter.
Of clutter. But what about like your own stuff?
No,
like,
no. I can't throw out anything that I own.
Order for you.
Yeah, I
but
have
really
every shirt that I've
things.
Ever worn on Critical Role I still own.
No,
it's hundreds
that.
Of shirts. I can't throw anything away. But my kids' stuff, oh yeah, that's trash.
I mean, I have had that moment. I have, my wife and I will, and it's only things that they don't play with, for sure.
For sure. Oh,
Oh God, it's happening.
Chibo, I'll hold still. If he lands on my face, if he lands on my face, you electrocute us both.
I have your permission?
No, you do not.
Okay.
I've had that moment where, like, my wife will sort of go through the things that the kids do not use anymore, and I'll load it in my car. And I've had a day or two where I'll say, like, yes, I'll bring it to Salvation Army, mm-hmm. and then I don't. And then I have to load the kids in the car.
and it's still there.
This happened only like a week or two ago.
Oh, no.
And I just, like, in a flurry was like, okay, oh, and ran back inside and got a sheet or something and just went.
So you've got like a dead body in the back of your car.
That's exactly what it was.
And your kids are like, what's that?
What's that smell?
What's that smell, Dad?
Oh, man, I hit a squirrel yesterday and it's just kind of that funk.
Let's go get ice cream. Yeah.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
We're at the DQ.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all wow. want a blizzard? Y'all want, like, y'all come by and get a Coke?
So that's one way that's I relieve way. Stress. Okay. The other way, and, you know, this is a nighttime airing show, so I can get into rather vulgar stuff. I love long poops. I just love sitting there forever. And I'm not doing the work the whole time. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting there enjoying my alone time. Liam. I'm
blocking you out.
You can't block me out.
I'm sharing this moment with our friends.
I love a nice 40-minute poop where I can just sit there and be alone in a room with me and my body. This is our show, Liam. And I'm not pooping the whole time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's maybe a small percentage of that time. The rest of it...
Let's have a view moment.
Okay.
I did all that for comic effect. I do the same thing, too.
You do?
But I do it at 5 a.m.
Oh, mine's at night.
Oh, wow. We're so diametrically opposed.
If you ever get an email from me from like 8:45 to 9:45, it was most certainly sent while on the Porcelain Convenience.
This is the best show.
That's how I just
What
kick
else
back.
Do you do for stress, Sam?
Oh, Liam, they get worse. No. No, that's enough. But you know what?
Wait, I feel like you're going to jump to the fun we done. But I have some things I do for stress.
What else
as well.
Do you do? Because mine are gross.
I have some genuine things.
Mine was genuine.
Not, no, I know, but like with no, I don't think any comedic content.
Okay,
that.
Go for it.
Another thing I do is lately, this is a new one. It usually involves having a glass of wine at night, but I have taken to going into my backyard at like midnight. I stay up a lot. I my brain is like a little.
Go
into
your
wheel.
Backyard,
and
at
I don't
want
to go to bed. Yeah, everyone's asleep in my house. I will go into my backyard. I will lie down in the grass, and I will look at what few stars we can see in Los Angeles. I grew up in New Jersey.
That sounds peaceful.
It is. It's.
It sounds
it's great.
Lovely.
Yeah.
It sounds a little creepy if you're the neighbors and you're just kind of like looking
well,
back
we
there.
We have walls around okay. my backyard, so nobody can see us unless they're making a strong
Does
effort.
Your wife know that you do this?
She does now. Because she has said she's interested in seeing this show, which yes. is a new thing.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
She's curious about this. So, sometimes I will go. I've done it like 5 times now where I'm up. My wife, my beautiful children are asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're in like a really technological world.
Sure.
And we're always like, check a million things and look at my calendar. Where everybody mm-hmm. in the world is spinning a ton of plates. And at night, it's totally quiet. And I put, you know, phone away and I go and look at the 3 stars you can see because of all the light pollution
Sometimes a planet.
Yeah.
Drifts by.
That's basically all you can see.
Yeah.
You can see Mars. That's it.
That's such a primal, mm-hmm. ancient thing that, I mean, people must have been relieving the stress of being hunted by yeah. wild boars, you know, 40,000 years ago or whatever, by going out and just looking at the stars.
Yeah. It also puts me in touch with my like 12-year-old self who grew up in New Jersey, but I would spend my summers in upstate New York and mm-hmm. I had cousins that my parents would ship me off because I was an annoying little fucker. And I would spend 2 or 3 weeks.
How far upstate? Buffalo?
Different levels. The furthest north I would go would be the St. Lawrence River, which is the border between the states and Canada. My family has a little cottage on the St. Lawrence River, which is Paradise on Earth,
mm-hmm.
which is another thing that I could talk about I do for stress. I mean, we go there every summer. This trick of going to my backyard is really me trying to be back at the river where I would go lie on the dock.
Oh.
The river is a dock that extends from the land, not that far. And the river, it's called the Thousand Islands,
mm-hmm.
and because there's thousands of islands. Mm-hmm. And I just listen to the water hit the dock.
This sounds lovely.
It really is.
Maybe
really
an episode is. Of our show should be just you and me just stargazing and looking at the sky.
I
Ooh, we could get an astronomy class or something.
I don't know what kind of budget we could get for season 3,
uh-huh.
but I have always dreamed of taking all of you guys in my second family to the St. Lawrence River and spending a weekend there. It is...
If we can't afford it, we can go to the LA River.
Yeah.
And
that's
basically
the same thing.
It's basically the same thing. We'll walk down into mm-hmm. the cement area from Greece.
Yeah. Anyone who's seen Terminator 2, by the way, has seen the LA River. Yeah. It is like a concrete alley with no water in it except for like a little yeah. piss gutter down the middle.
We'll walk down there. We'll yep. put our feet in the piss mm-hmm. and we'll just kind of look up at the star.
Yeah. At the star.
The one star that we can see.
The light from Universal Studios.
Yeah. 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 Or maybe it's a helicopter okay. on a car chase.
Okay.
Well, that sounds lovely. And next time I come over, maybe we can stay up and
go to upstate New York.
No, go to your backyard, and you can show me the little flattened out piece of grass where you normally
shaped like Liam.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a new habit. Let's talk about the rage room.
Mm-hmm.
The fun we done.
Speaking of stress.
Yeah. Speaking of stress.
This week.
Yes.
Because this is a weekly show.
Yeah.
We
yeah, yeah.
went and did something for fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rage room.
It's a specific space set up to do one thing, and that is to...
Break shit. Destroy things.
Mm-hmm.
Get out your aggression by smashing and bashing all manner of things. You can bring precious objects that you want to destroy.
Yeah, you can bring anything from your own home.
Yeah, or they have they had a selection there, right?
Yeah, it's almost like a wine list where they bring you into a room and they say, well, we have a certain number of printers, sir, or you could possibly smash all of these martini glasses.
Mm-hmm,
they
mm-hmm.
had a certain number
yes.
of...
The 2012 computer monitor is particularly
right.
nice
yeah,
this time of year.
Particularly choice.
We were joined by a friend of ours.
An old friend of ours.
She's not old.
She's not old. Well, she's as old as us.
Well, easy.
I mean, we'll do so.
She's okay. a lady.
She's lady. Stephanie Shea is a dear, dear friend and kind of like a sister to me. But she's also done a million fucking things. She's a great actor. She's also 3 apples tall.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
will freely admit.
Yep. She's about 3'6".
She's on the short side.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorites. She's a really great director. She's a really great actor.
Great writer, too.
Great writer. And we kind of like cut our teeth together, and she's been with us
yeah.
here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and so we said, hey, Steph, you want to go to a rage room and get yeah. out your aggression?
We
and
know she's full of fury.
Yeah, she was like, where is it? And so we met there. We went yeah. in. We met the guy at the front desk. Mm-hmm. The place name, we're supposed to talk about the name of the place.
Yes.
Rage Ground. Downtown LA. Rage Ground.
Hello.
We're in the mood to destroy some things.
We have anger
Perfect.
Issues.
Anger
yes.
issues.
Well, you
yes.
came
Look
to the right
space,
place.
Yeah.
Like...
So, we have all sorts of stuff you guys can break. Keyboards, speakers, all sorts of glass, printers.
I have a hankering. You don't by any chance happen to have one of those singing bass.
Wow, it's so crazy that you ask that. Because I just so happen to have that behind the desk.
Whoa!
What?
The Big Mouth Billy Bass.
That is crazy.
Wow.
It sings more than one song.
Well, it will sing as much as it needs to elicit our ire.
Do we have to clean up after ourselves?
Oh, God. That
no,
would be
I
awful.
Have the pleasure of doing
that. Okay, that's it. That was my
That's what you pay
question.
For, mainly, sure. is me cleaning.
So sky's the limit on what we can... What about food? Could I bring a couple of cabbages in here?
No. I don't want to clean that up.
Can
so
we
no,
hurt
no.
a person?
No. Okay. I mean, by accident.
He ran through the rules, the safety rules.
There were not many safety rules.
Well, you had to wear...
A like mask.
A clear plastic mask. Max.
Yep.
This makes it seem like you can kill people here. And then you had to wear something to cover your body. So they provided sort of like white...
painters?
Like Breaking Bad...
Meth mixing suits.
Yeah, we didn't wear those. We did wear the
No,
masks.
Those seemed boring. So we brought our own onesies to wear.
Right.
I don't think you need to wear the helmet right now.
But what if I like the helmet? It's for protection against you.
This? It's going to be
so hot. Mine was a crocodile.
Crocodile. Stephanie was a tiger? She looked like Pikachu. So. Or Winnie the Pooh.
You wore what? Oh,
I am the walrus.
Oh.
Cuckoo-ca-choo.
Stephanie.
Yes.
Yeah, are you angry about something?
I'm just too much stressed.
What's the main source of your stress?
Too much working.
Too much working.
The fact that I bought a new house and I'm still living out of my suitcase. It's like I have two houses, but I'm homeless.
Wow, that is so such a relatable thing for the audience. I'm sure the audience watching is like, wow, I totally identify with having two houses.
Yeah, I know.
In California. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about your two houses, but maybe after today it'll feel like you only own one. All right, let's go.
Wait. I just have to compliment you. You are the most adorable rage monkey.
It's a tiger. I'm a rage tiger.
No, I know. Tiger.
Stephanie, by the way, had, what are they called? Kirigumis?
Kigurumi.
Kigurumi?
Kigurumi.
Kigurumi. Kigurumi?
Kigurumi.
Kigurumi. She has like 19 of those things.
Yes, yes. And she had a selection.
Yeah.
Well, I feel normal. Mm. Like, I don't feel different. Like, I don't feel
it's
like
true.
I
you
look...
You'd probably be wearing this anyway.
Yeah, it's true. I do wear
it. I think we're ready to go break some stuff.
All right, let's do it.
All right, after you. Ladies, tigers first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rawr! Rawr! Is there a tail? It's hitting my feet.
Oh.
Is this the room?
Yeah.
Does that mean we have to be quiet?
Do you know who that guy is?
No.
His name is Brian Foster.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he knows what he did. Oh, boy.
Oh, look what Santa brought us!
Wow, it's a whole bunch of stuff.
Whoa.
Should we call stuff? Do we do dibs? Should we do dibs?
Okay.
Mine.
Who? But the Xbox seems like a prize. Like,
are
this,
you gonna
this...
don't try to protect the Xbox so you can take it home?
No, I'm not gonna use it. But
I feel like we should take the speaker together. That should be a group effort.
That's a good idea. Oh, we need weapons.
Hmm.
Oh, this is heavy.
Oh, give me that.
Oh, that's a real weapon.
I feel like they brought like my size weapons. Like, did you tell them I was coming?
Well, you know,
you're adorably destructive.
I would have liked to see more of a weapon selection. Yeah, there was baseball bats, lead pipes, which are cool.
Right.
And that's it. Right. And when we got there, I was a little, we were, I think, a little hesitant.
I was ready to fuck everything up around me.
I was scared. There's glass in there. I'm a pragmatist. I was worried that it was going to fly and hit us.
I was covered in walrus skin. I was ready to go.
That was not a real walrus.
Yeah.
Well, who's first? Ladies
Wait,
first.
Is this like a turn-based RPG?
I think so. I'm scared. Oh, God. This
okay,
is
wait.
Scary.
You go first.
Me? Yes. No, you're the guest.
Oh, I'm the guest?
What are you gonna do first?
You can do anything.
Do
you can smash that against the wall, even.
But I can just throw it, right?
You can sure.
Okay, ready?
The hell you want.
Yeah!
Oh!
When we got inside, there was more pictures of Brian Foster. There was framed photographs of Brian Foster.
Right.
Wow.
Wait, that's that guy.
That is that. That's Brian.
I don't know how they got there.
I don't know.
It's like when the Easter Bunny comes or Santa comes and just leaves things, and mm-hmm. we walked in and suddenly Foster was everywhere
and wanted to be beaten up.
Yeah, wanted to be hit in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you, Brian Foster.
You, I hate your schmuck.
You and your fucking puns.
This is your contribution, correct?
Mm-hmm. It is a Hello Kitty fridge.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything in it?
No.
No?
There's...
This one's probably gonna take some work.
Oh! It didn't
what
break.
It's indestructible.
Wow.
Oh, and no, it cracked.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, you need that little heavy thing on the top.
Everyone hide your children.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
I like the Hello Kitty fridge that Stephanie brought because I was using the sledgehammer for that.
Yeah.
And it took like 5 or 6 hits, but it worked. And
it was well made.
It was well made, but I took it apart.
Wait, I gotta. Okay, it's.
Step back.
Oh boy. Oh god.
You would like to think that a refrigerator is technology. It's cutting edge technology. It's not just some styrofoam.
No, it's that's what it was. 1930s styrofoam.
Kid fridge.
All right. So for the drones, I would recommend getting something small and not hitting each other. You ready? Ready, Steph? Ready? It's gonna work. Okay, ready? Stop sneezing! Nice hit! Should we do the bass?
Do the bass!
Come on, Bassmaster!
Oh! So you think the darkness is your ally. But you have merely adopted the darkness. We were born in it, molded by it.
I think there's a switch in the back.
I don't know how it works.
Turn on the switch in the back.
This shit is not working.
Can we put the batteries in there?
Oh,
oh, there it goes. There it goes.
There it goes.
It's catchy.
All right, Batman.
You're a basshole.
They send one of yours to the hospital, you send one of theirs to the morgue.
Oh, wow. Oh, his skin is all flayed out. Oh. All right, now what?
We tangled with an Xbox. That shit did not want to die.
No.
I think you want the Xbox.
I really want the Xbox. I've never been good at video games. And this is my chance to get revenge. Sweet revenge.
Anyway.
Don't stand there.
This is the best place to stand.
You're going
to
get a face full of computer parts.
He wants to live dangerously.
I want the full experience.
Oh my God, Liam, I'm sorry if this goes into your heart.
Okay.
If you die from an Xbox.
Wait, here,
why don't you take a laptop to protect you?
Protect yourself with a laptop.
Take the laptop to protect your
chest.
That's
a good idea.
Oh, nothing happened, literally nothing.
Microsoft makes a fine product.
A very fine product. Guys, I recommend taking
your Xbox
and a sledgehammer and seeing how many licks it takes to get to the center of that Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop, because it took like 40 fucking hits to break that thing. It just everything else.
You heard it here, folks. All Work No Play is advocating that you destroy your Xbox. No, it was frustrating. It was frustrating to break that
thing. And I didn't let it go. I just kept returning to it.
Yeah.
We would break a couple of things and be like, gotta go back to the Xbox.
What is it?
It's not going down.
This box?
For the drone.
All right, for the drone. Oh, whoops.
Sorry.
Audio visual. Nothing.
That Xbox is insane.
We love you, Microsoft.
Yeah, we do. Please sponsor our show. Hey, but in some of these larger ticket items, like the cabinet, when we busted it open, which was very satisfying and gratifying.
That did something.
I noticed that cockroaches would crawl out of the item, like bugs that had been nesting inside these ancient items that had been left out to be recycled by who knows who years ago. And so I think that's why they didn't allow, like, cabbages or food items.
You say this, but I didn't actually see any of those bugs. And I think you're trying to fuck with my brain.
No.
And make me think that there's bugs everywhere.
There is a bug in the studio right now that has
not
confounded us the entire episode.
Stop it.
I'm
Leave
pretty
me alone.
Sure you remarked on it earlier.
You are trying to manipulate my mind and make me paranoid that there are bugs everywhere.
Liam's losing it.
I want it to stop.
This is it.
I want it to stop.
Episode 4 of our show, and he's
everybody just
three?
Leave me alone.
Four?
Leave me alone. I'm going to go lie down in my backyard and look at the stars
Guys.
By myself. Don't stop. Stop.
We should
everybody just be quiet.
We should go to commercial.
Do we do that?
No, we don't have a sponsor.
Okay. It's Microsoft.
Yep.
I think of the whole ordeal, if I have to think back, like, I wanted that experience to be, I had fun, no question, but
it felt like it was going to be an amazing catharsis.
Yeah, but it was a little more measured. The rage was a little more measured than I thought, partially because there were three friends.
Yeah.
Taking turns.
Didn't want to hurt each other.
Didn't want to hurt each other.
Also, if I may.
Yes.
It's fucking hard to break stuff like that. Like, we were in these fur coats, essentially.
Yeah, back to my earlier point, we were heaving sweaty messes.
We were so hot,
yeah.
Hitting things with baseball bats. We had no technique. I'm sure there's a technique that we just did not have. It was hard. I was sweating. Stephanie looked miserable in there.
I think my issue with it was that it just wasn't enough. Like, it was a tease. It was a taste of what I really
wanted
to do.
We had enough items, though.
There were a ton of items, but my instinct wanted to just, like Godzilla, just go, and never stop. Just, like, throw things into the wall, throw you through a wall, break the door open with my hands like the Kool-Aid guy, and just go and go and go. But it really was like, okay, well, here's your 20 things.
See, I didn't get that. I didn't know that was your issue.
My goal.
That you wanted to rage more.
To destroy all.
Oh, my issue was I felt it was too much rage. My issue with the rage room, a little too ragey.
That's interesting. It's very telling for you and me because you're like too ragey, and I was like, where's the rage?
I hit a couple things, and I was like, I'm good. I don't need this anymore. But your issue was that you wanted more of it.
I guess I got some shit to work
out. Wow, you really do.
Yeah, I wanted like 10 minutes of nonstop, like, I wanted to be so exhausted.
You could have asked us to leave.
Like, yeah.
Like, hey, crew, give me a second. I just need to work out some shit.
Yeah, shut the door, and everyone just hears, you and Stephanie just huddle by the door and shake.
It's better just to let it pass. The demon has come.
Yeah, and he will take that thought didn't cross my mind in a million years. You're messed up in the head.
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
He's fine. I don't know that I have rage.
You just have to find it, Sam.
Do I?
I don't know. Do you?
Maybe we should for one of these episodes. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like I need to have... We've talked about this on the show before on the podcast. I feel like I'm missing something in my life.
What?
A darkness.
Angst?
Yeah.
Sadness?
I feel like there's something inside me.
Okay. Stop smiling for a second. Stop.
I feel like I don't...
It was like 0.5 seconds.
I don't have a dark core. I don't have... I feel like if we took, like... There's those ayahuasca trips that you can do.
Okay.
Where you go to Brazil and you drink ayahuasca. I think it's a drink.
Okay.
And it makes you feel the darkness of your soul, and you barf for 2.5 days, and then you release the darkness inside of you.
Okay.
I don't think I have that darkness. But we could find out in Brazil. So, Marisha, if you're watching.
Season 4.
Yeah.
Ayahuasca.
I want there to be a darkness there, so I'm a real person.
I think maybe you're like the Joker. If you just stop smiling for 20 seconds, I'd be dead.
I don't know if I can.
I feel like I'm staring into madness right
now. I'm smiling again already. I can't stop. Guys, this is a problem. You have rage issues, and I have whatever the opposite of that is.
Maybe you have no soul.
That could be. Well, it's been a great show, everybody. We learned a lot about each other.
We learned a lot. We learned that I am literally a murder hobo.
Mm-hmm. And I am a automaton.
An empty husk.
An empty husk of a man.
Dancing with a smile.
Yeah. We learned that rage rooms are hot. We learned that pooping is good. We learned...
That was the one moment of agreement that we had on the show.
Yeah. It really is good, though.
I mean, I'm not one of those nighttime poopers.
Those guys.
Heathens.
We really are opposites in every way.
You would think, though, that you would be the morning pooper and I'd be night pooper.
It's a great superhero name. But I had fun shooting the shit with you today, literally.
Hey, you brought it back.
I did.
Poop again.
Maybe they'll let us make more episodes.
I don't think so.
But until then, stay out of trouble. Keep your powder dry. Don't work too hard. Any sign-offs?
No.
Fade to black. And this is the part where they let the cameras keep rolling.
Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a comment, and rate this podcast on iTunes or wherever you are listening. Watch us live every Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/CriticalRole or on Sundays at youtube.com/CriticalRole. And remember, don't work too hard. Bye.